The president keeps trying to convince Americans that immigrants are not like us, that they're criminals crossing the border to kill us, invaders. As an immigration lawyer, I can tell you that, like most else he says, is just not true. Immigrants are often people who didn't have a choice to leave their countries and their homes. As a Mexican American who just happened to be born on this side of the border, I can tell you they are human beings seeking safety and a future. There's been a lot of media attention on people seeking asylum at the border and the cold, cruel conditions of immigration detention, and rightly so, but we don't always think of what happens next. Today, there are over 300,000 immigrants who are seeking asylum in the United States and struggling to survive while they wait patiently, months or even years, for their claims to be decided in court. Asylum seekers can stay inside the United States, but they can't get jobs to pay for rent, food, or childcare without an official work permit that takes months to obtain. They often can't get driver's licenses or have access to health care. They want to support their families and contribute, but it can be hard while they wait. There's also one other thing most asylum seekers do not have: a lawyer. Unlike in criminal cases, immigrants facing deportation don't have a right to appointed counsel for what may be a life or death decision. Even if they're children, if they can't read, if they don't understand the judge, or are incredibly traumatized by their journey. The numbers are clear. People with lawyers in immigration court are up to 15 times more likely to win their cases. Trust me, immigration law is really difficult and complex. I've specialized in immigration law for over 10 years, and I still sometimes get confused. But every day, people are forced to represent themselves against a trained ICE lawyer and get deported without ever knowing that they may have had strong cases or qualified for asylum or permanent residence. This is what happens when you come to my country. We can do better. We can welcome immigrants and protect refugees. And we can listen to their stories, and you can join us. Brooklyn Defender Services and Raices have launched a campaign to raise support for immigrants living here whose cases are open and who need a little help to get by while they wait. We're going to help people pay for necessities, application fees, and legal services. And we have a petition calling for a right to counsel for people in immigration court. Go to whilethewait.org and learn more. Join the movement to demand due process and extend a welcoming hand to people seeking safety in our country. And help us raise awareness of this often overlooked community of future Americans, so that fairness, empathy, and humanity is what happens when you come to my country.